With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So, this is weird, but Amber needs a boyfriend, and
yes, ASAP.
She was going to put it off for a little bit.
No, snow.
Snow is the reason. Well, there's a couple different reasons. We've all been talking about something you're not supposed to talk about in this room.
That's right.
Our numbers.
Yeah.
Steve, your number is?
I'm around 15. Proud of it.
Oh, my God.
Used to be a baker's dozen. What time is it now?
Who have you added? You haven't added anybody new.
I've added a couple.
No, you haven't.
Yep.
Like, there's a survey out that a lot of people lie to their partner about the number.
Liars.
It just shouldn't really be. Why is that even a conversation?
It's like a credit score.
Yeah. Hmm. Why would you bring up that? You know how
oh,
I am.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
I just fell down into the sixes. I'm like spiraling down the drain.
That's your credit score
or
your...
Okay. Yes, my other number's going down as well. Can it go down? Because it feels like if it can, mine is going
down. I feel
down.
Like mine is too. Mine is definitely gone down this year. Yikes.
Because you want a man for snow removal.
Correct.
But you also want a man because you feel like your number is as high as it should be.
Yeah, I want to cap it. The next person is going to be in it for life regardless, you know? Oh.
So no one can just randomly get you at this point. They got to win you from this moment forward.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
I want to say I'm going to stick to that. It's been a long year.
It's kind of, the year is the standard length, Amber. It's been
COVID,
been
and you know,
year.
It's been right.
Well, as long as we're talking about you, let's talk about you. You were saying some Chinese medicine thing, like off the air. Like, I'm just bringing in everything you say to us personally. Did you hear what she was talking about?
Something about...
She's waking up at 4 a.m. and she believes she's like, hey, Google, what does it mean? It just means you're waking up. It
but it was
mean
the
something.
Same not- time three nights in a row.
That is weird.
That's weird. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. You roll over and you look at your phone and it's 4 a.m. That's weird.
Something's happening at 4 a.m. that makes a sound that wakes you up.
Nothing is happening.
How do you know?
So I looked it up.
Okay,
why am I waking up at 4 a.m., Google? And it said... It could be due to an imbalance in your lungs, which is related to grief and sadness, fatigue, or reduced immune function. So I'm just like a mess, apparently.
She's the COVID sadness, and she's the... do you think it could have anything to do with the smoke in the air? I mean, hello? Lung function?
Oh.
Look at me!
Yes.
Hello!
And I have felt like my throat's a little dry from the smoke.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Who's smarter than Google? Me? P.S. Aren't the fires... Can somebody explain to me why the fires aren't gone?
Yes, they're not. No.
How is that? I had to shovel like 7 inches, 8 inches of snow.
Dang.
Like, I know. And I don't have a snowblower.
Yeah, I had 3 inches and I snowblowed. So, yeah.
You are the...
What?
You have smooth sidewalk.
I do, yeah.
You could shovel it in so little, but you have to get out that big thing and your big stupid Carhartt Dickies.
That's what gets me my cardio, is pushing that self-propelled.
It has a self-propelled. Oh, my God. You literally...
I still have to turn it. Yeah.
So why, can you explain why the fires aren't out? Anyway.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, there wasn't enough snowfall.
It's water.
It
lands on the... So even if the fire's hot and it melts the snow on its way down, isn't it like raining on
reducing
the...
Reducing it a little?
Yes.
It's stopping it. It's not killing it.
It just slows it down.
Like a little speed bump temporarily.
I literally heard on the news that the fires are paused. And it's like, yeah. Maybe you don't understand the immutable. Right, yeah. A fire is a fire or it's not a fire. It doesn't hold on, I'll wait. Yeah. Like, I don't, what is it? If it's either burning and it's like.
It's not enough. And even the snow melt right now still won't be enough. Yeah.
All right, so there's one other thing. We got to have less fun now and talk about something that scares the crap out of me. As a guy with a daughter and with a lovely Amber in the studio, there's a new scam going on. Mm. Now, it's been happening in Pennsylvania, but it could happen anywhere. Women are reporting finding lottery tickets underneath their car tires. I don't know how, like all the way underneath, or do they just... They'd have to have it sitting there wedged. Before you pulled in, or they just kind of
shove it. Yeah, I'm sure it's just kind of like tucked under there. Like it looks like it could have blown under there.
And that's the beginning of the ruse.
And then, yeah. And then me being how I am, I'm like, oh, look at a lottery ticket. I probably won. The universe is like blew that thing right under my tire. And then I bend down to get it. And somebody comes up and...
Knocks you in the head or pulls you into the windowless cargo van.
Right.
And that's literally what happened. She was like, this one woman said she went to bend over to grab the ticket. She believed she saw a man walking quickly towards her. So she jumped in her car and drove away.
Dang.
And there were other similar incidents. I mean, we've heard a lot lately, and I don't want to get into the racial thing, but we have to a little bit, about how Black parents have to have the talk and say, this is how you act in a situation, which is awful. And it never occurred to a person like me.
Right.
We're all going to now have to have the talk with our daughters.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Did your parents have a talk like that with you?
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
Or not like a talk, but would have talks, you know, throughout, like something would happen and they'd be like, hey, be careful of this. Or, you know, this is what you. Yeah.
Would they have had that same discussion if you had a brother? These are discussions.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, you mean with him?
Oh, with him?
Yeah, right.
Oh, not with him.
It would be with just.
You don't have to, because nobody's. I mean, there are child traffickers who will grab a little boy, but at a certain point, a boy is big enough and whatever. But it's like Amber is.
So parents have to have the safety talk with every daughter they have.
My wife, it irritates the living crap out of me. Like when you walk up to your car and you go beep boop. It opens all the doors, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's got her car set up so it only opens her door. I'm like, so when we're all walking to the car out of like the store at the same time and there's all four of us is like, boop, boop, and we're all like jerking on the door. She's like, wait, she has to get in and then unlock the door. Because if you, as a woman, if you set it up that they all unlock, someone can jump in and get you.
Yeah. In fact, you should be happy that she's doing that. I know it's annoying, but.
I didn't know it was a feature on cars. You could set it up that way. That's disgusting.
That's where we've
that
come.
We're so gross.
That's how
men are so evil.
Yeah.
That you have to set your car up that way.
And you have to have special talks with your daughter.
Yes.
And just be super aware and not fall for stuff like that or underneath your windshield. And
Wait, what's this one?
Sometimes they'll, you know, put stuff underneath your windshield wiper to distract you for a second.
Anything around your car.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to grab for a note. You don't want to bend under. Like they'll put something shiny under your car, and then you kind of you bend down to look. As soon as you're not head on a swivel,
So they take an unscratched lottery. It's worth a dollar. So
it's a dollar to steal.
These people are looking down, grabbing a dollar, and getting bonked over the head.
But it could be worth. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's ridiculous.
It's devious.
Are you more scared now, Amber, or were you more scared when you were young?
Oh, I'm way more scared now. I get more scared every year that I'm alive, which seems reversed because I feel like people are less interested in me now that I'm older.
You're aging out of the human trafficking demo.
Nobody wants me. I'm in my 30s. But in my 20s, I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, walking in my car, I'm fine. And like, I used to work at a bar late night. My manager would always tell us to wait for security. And I'd be like, my car is just like, less than a block away. It's fine.
Tips?
And I would leave like an idiot. And I'd always be like, nothing ever sketch has happened. Like, well, right.
Until it does.
Like, such an idiot. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, if you see a lottery ticket, just take it from us.
Yeah.
Do not touch it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.